As a child, I go to mom or dad and climb up on their knee. And I'd ask them for those little things that my young heart would need. And it's just the same way with the Lord, and that makes me shout and sing. I have access to the throne room. I'm a child of the King. I have access to the throne room since I've been born again. I don't have to beg for entrance. He says, you're welcome, come on in. And my soul asks for nothing, and that makes me shout and sing. I have access to the throne room. I'm a child of the King.
Elijah went to Mount Carmel. Baal's prophets came along. They said, the God that answers us by fire, that's the one we'll depend on. When Baal's prophets grew tired of praying, Elijah's soul began to sing. He had access to the throne room. He was the kinsman of the King.
I have access to the throne room since I've been born again. I don't have to beg for entrance. He says, you're welcome, come on in. And my soul asks for nothing, and that makes me shout and sing. I have access to the throne room. I'm a child of the King. I have access to heaven's throne room. I'm a child of the King.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. I want you to open up your Bibles. Going to be looking today at John chapter 15. Last week we looked at Genesis 6 and we had Noah. Noah was a man that stood alone. Society was, yes, totally against Noah. They were against Noah's God. They were against the word of God. But yet Noah listened to God. Noah trusted and obeyed God. And we find that Noah, God blessed Noah and his family. That's the key to living life successfully. You may be listening today and you know life's like a ship out in the troubled sea. One day you're up, the next day you're down. You know the wicked, that's what God said concerning the wicked. One day they're up, the next day they're down. I'm not going to say that life won't be without challenges or without problems, but with God, to have access to the throne room, to be able to boldly call upon God, to be able to look into God's word and find truth. Oh, that's an amazing benefit for the child of God. John 15, 1, Jesus now talking to those who are children of God. They've trusted in Jesus. They've called upon the Lord to forgive them of their sin and to save them. And Jesus makes a statement to them. He says, I am the true vine and my Father is a husbandman. Now, you're familiar with the vine. We live in the country. Farming is prevalent. We know all about farming. You go out, you plant something in a garden, and you find the branch broken. What's going to happen? You break the branch, it can't get the sap. It can't get what it needs, the nutrients to grow and to produce fruit. Jesus says, I want you to know I am the true vine. I am part to the branch, the sap, which brings forth the fruit. And he's talking now to believers. You see, when you trusted Jesus, you became a part of that true vine. That true vine made you alive spiritually. Ephesians chapter 2, Paul says to the believers, and you hath he quickened. He's made you alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. He says, you know, before you trusted Jesus, you were dead in your sins. You follow the course of this world. What is the course of this world? Well, they're not obeying God. They're destroying themselves. You look at the drugs and alcohol and the wicked life. Well, you just look at what's happening today in America. That's not from God. That didn't come from God. That's the wickedness of being dead in your sins. Well, he says to Nicodemus, you must be born again. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. When you trust Jesus, you become part of the vine. And if you're part of the vine, then you have that spiritual fruit when a person gets saved. And so Jesus makes a statement, I am the vine. He said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He said in John 10:9, I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Peter said in Acts 4:12, there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's only through Jesus. Now you think about that. I am the vine. You want spiritual life? You need to trust in me. That's what Jesus is saying. Or should I go to John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. There it is again. It's throughout the Bible. Has nothing to do with our religion. Has nothing to do with our denomination. Has everything to do with Jesus who came to save sinners. And so he says, I'm the vine. To know me is to be able to have spiritual fruit. I like spiritual fruit. I don't like destruction. I want to be able to raise my children, my grandchildren. I want to be able to pass on to that next generation something useful, something that will produce good fruit. The next part of this, and my husband and my father, I should say, is the husbandman. The word husbandman means farmer. What's the farmer do? Well, he has his work. And God the Father is in this work of salvation. He plants. He's the one that, yes, the Bible says, draws all men to the Son. He does that through the Word of God and through the Spirit of God, convinces people of their sin so that they would ask forgiveness and trust Jesus to save them. He's a husbandman. And so he plants. He fills you and I who are believers with his Spirit. He strengthens us through his Word. When the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, what was he saying? Well, the psalmist was saying, I'm totally satisfied. I don't know too many people today that you'll hear those words. I am totally satisfied with life. Satisfied with my Christian life, with my marriage, with my family. But you know what? If you're a part of this true vine, if you know Jesus, he says, I'll give you the spiritual fruit that you need. And it's through God the Father that we have the Spirit and the Word of God, that we can be strengthened, that we can do what's right, that we can go the right way. If I go back to Psalms 37, you know, the psalmist said, trust in the Lord. Hey, you need to have faith. That's foundation in the Lord. If you know him and you know his word and you know his principles, it's a rock. Storms of life come. You just stay with those principles. Guess what? He'll bring you through. He says, my father is a husbandman. He planted you. He'll strengthen you. He'll keep you. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Another wonderful verse. Expect all your happiness in him and in his word, his principles, his law. You say, but I don't read that. Well, then you're not a part of the vine. To be a part of the vine is to trust him. If you're trusting him, you're going to, like Noah, you're going to listen. Like Noah, you're going to trust. Like Noah, you're going to obey. Well, what did we say in the very beginning? For Noah, that's the key to living life. For all believers, that's the key to living life. All right? So we get to the end of this. There's three conditions for fruit bearing. And he's going to say, there's this cleansing, there's abiding and obeying. Now, I'm only going to get to the first part. First part of this, the cleansing. He says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. You can't let a dead branch on a tree. You can't let something diseased on the tree. It'll affect the tree, won't it? And so God says, I'm going to cut away that which is dead, that which is worthless. You say, how does he do that? Through the reading of God's word. I'll see different things and I'll recognize, oh, God says that shouldn't be. That's dead. That's not going to produce life. That's going to produce destruction. I'm going to get rid of that. And so within this, to be a part of the vine, God says, I'm going to take care of you. And if you'll read my word, there's different things I'm going to do in your life to get rid of things that are going to hinder you. I'll stop with that today. Today, I want to ask you the question, do you know Jesus? You see, to know him is to abide in him. To know him is to be on the right way, doing the things that he approves of. You're not walking in darkness. You're living life for him. Friend, the key to living life, no different than Noah. He listened to God. He trusted God. He obeyed. What's Jesus saying here? Same thing. Where does that leave you? Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.